Welcome to People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Hello and welcome to People Power and Politics. Today we are joined by Assemblywoman Chantel Jackson and Antonine Pierre, Deputy Director of the Brooklyn Movement Center. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. And if you can just share, what are your suggestions in regards to marijuana legalization for New York?
Sure. So this is Assemblymember Jackson. And so when we talk about legalization, adult use of marijuana, we have to stop talking about it as a revenue raiser and talk about it as reparations and what we owe the Black and brown community. Because for years, we've been locking people up for the plant that now we want people to profit off of. And the profits should absolutely 100% go to those communities that were devastated by the war on drugs. And so what that looks like is giving people licenses and information, training, and access to the marijuana industry on a big level, and not just hiring people to work in someone else's dispensary, but allowing Black and brown people who are formerly incarcerated or whose families were, you know, have to deal with this, access to those licenses that cost so much money, and to access to understanding the business, and also just profit into marijuana on all levels, right? So there's many levels to create revenue for marijuana, and Black and brown people need to be there at every single conversation on every level of profit.
And when it comes to the criminalization that the member is talking about, I'm sure everyone listening here either has personally been criminalized, so that means either going to jail or being arrested, or you have a family member who's been picked up for something like the smell of marijuana, which sometimes is not even, it's not justifiable. It's a way that that police will often harass our folks. So when we talk about like what people have experienced, is what folks are experiencing every day, and whether or not you actually personally want to use marijuana, as Black folks, our communities are criminalized whether we're using it or not, and that's why it's so important to make sure that when it passes that we get the money that goes back into our communities towards repair and towards social services.
So Amen. When you talk about equity and justice for Black New Yorkers, I hear you talk about monies towards businesses. How else would we be able to recognize this in the community?
No, there's an education piece, and I'm glad that you brought up the social service because that's going to be absolutely necessary. One thing that does happen is that people use it, and it can be an addictive thing to use, just like anything else, like TV or food or whatever. And so there needs to be social services around the use of it, but also education piece, because for so many years we've been taught by our government that this was a drug and that how harmful it is. And now we're starting to realize, some of us already knew, but like we have to educate the community on what the plant actually is and what's possible from it. So research is necessary, education is necessary.
And we need to look at the role that it plays in our society. So if someone has been selling marijuana, there's a question of, well, what job was not available to them that they're selling marijuana, right? If you have someone who, as many in our community right now in the COVID-19 pandemic, if you're suffering from depression and you're self-medicating with marijuana, right? Like what mental health services are not available? So not just looking at like we want to legalize, but also really saying, okay, if we're legalizing, how have people been using marijuana to meet needs that the government has not actually been able to provide for folks?
Considering the disparities that you discuss amongst the Black and brown community, how will these communities be affected?
I mean, we've been affected by the criminalization of it. We know that there is no difference between the use of marijuana in Black communities as opposed to white communities, but we've been the ones who have been stopped and frisked. We've been the ones who've been stopped while driving and our cars have been searched. And so, we'll continue to be criminalized because it's not legal. And even when it does become legal, right, like there's always that situation that officers use to harass our community. And so this is not, I'm very clear that just because it's going to be legalized that we're not going to deal with issues with our policing. The other issue is that our NYCHA residents, right? If you have been convicted on a marijuana charge and you are a NYCHA resident, you can't live there. And now we're legalizing it on the state, but NYCHA is a federal program. So there's still work to be done.
And marijuana is basically legal for folks if you are not Black, right? Like, so I think many of us have been like walking down the street in Manhattan, in Midtown, and seeing people in business suits smoking their marijuana, walking, you know? And so the reality is that when we talk about who's going to jail, it is Black people. And that if police officers can turn their head at the white use of marijuana, they will over and over and over again while locking us up.
Now, if we could just, in summation, share the final thoughts to really let the community know why this is so important to you.
So as the assembly member, this is so important to me because it affected a number of my brothers and sisters, my actual brothers and sisters who have been criminalized for it. And I've witnessed a lot of my family members and friends go to jail for it. And it's absolutely important because now we are finally giving these people a way in which to be able to recover from what they've experienced in the past. And so I personally am going to be working in my district to make sure people get the information on licenses, on different types of businesses when it comes to marijuana access. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that the same people who were disenfranchised before will now have some access and information on how to get involved and do it legally, right? Because there's a lot of people who are doing it illegally, and it's a risk when it's done illegally. So at this point, I'm fighting for all of us, and the fact that we want to normalize this because it has been used in health reasons, people with cancer, epilepsy, different things. So we want to make sure that people understand what the plant actually does.
My family is Haitian, and so when I think about the Haitian community, I know that everyone in the Haitian community is not here for necessarily the use of marijuana, but legalizing is not so much about use, it's about stopping the criminalization that happens. So if you think of yourself and you may not want to use alcohol, you may not be a drinker, but the idea that it should be legal just so that you don't have Black people being criminalized for its use, that's the direction that we want people to think in, that like you don't have to want it legalized because you're the one that's going to want to smoke marijuana, but that it should be legal just to make sure that the rights of Black people are protected and it's not used as a way to throw us in jail.
We thank you so much for joining us today. We thank our listeners for tuning in. You have been hearing our interview with Assemblywoman Chantel Jackson and Antonine Piet of the Brooklyn Movement Center. Once again, this is People, Power, and Politics. Thank you for listening.
People, Power, and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People, Power, and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.